Hey everybody, it's the 12th of September, and I want to share a hymn with you today that I had no idea had so many parallels to my own life with the story behind it. So this hymn was written by a guy named Judson Van Deventer, and he lived from 1855 to 1939. And he accepted Christ at a young age, and he became a school teacher. And so I thought to myself as I was reading through this information, wow, that's cool. Somebody who was a school teacher. I was a school teacher at one point in life. And then I saw that his talents far exceeded mine. He was a gifted artist, and he was a gifted music person who mastered 13 different instruments, which is unbelievable. But he had a struggle for 5 years of trying to find what God wanted for him in his life. And this is an amazing parallel to me because I remember being probably in junior high, maybe fifth or sixth grade. And I remember I was walking down the stairs of my little church in Norton, Kansas. And I remember that a church member caught me on the stairs. And I look back at this moment, and it was a defining moment for me. And this church member said to me, "You know, Brant, I think someday God's going to make you a pastor." And being a child who greatly admired my pastor that I grew up with, that was like the most ultimate compliment I could be given. So I just cherished that in my heart, but never felt like I was worthy or capable or smart enough to ever be a pastor. So just like the guy, Judson, who wrote this song, he spent 5 years as a teacher. I went through high school, through college. I spent 5 years as a teacher. And this man, Judson, after 5 years, decided that though he enjoyed the teaching aspect, that God wanted him in full-time ministry. And I was shocked to read how close that story is with my own story. I remember in fall of 2000, I really felt God was giving me, I explain it as an itch that needed to be scratched. The only problem is, it's kind of like when you're trying to scratch your own back and you can't quite figure out exactly where it itches. That's kind of how I felt. I felt God had something coming, but I didn't know what that was. And so I remember in the fall of 2000 to the spring of 2001, I remember praying to God constantly and saying, "God, I don't know what it is, but I'm yours. I just give you everything. I'm yours. Do with me what you want." Now, I had no idea that he was going to call me into full-time ministry. I had no idea that was going to happen. But I spent a day a week fasting from August to the spring of the next year, and just really felt God had something coming up, but I didn't know what it was. And little did I know that he would be calling me into the ministry in April of 2001. And so I look at this, and this guy wrote a song that someone else named Winfield Wheaton put to music. And this song is called "I Surrender All." I want to read some of the lyrics to this. It says, "All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that thou art mine." And that really resonates with me. And the chorus of this song says, "I surrender all, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all." And I think the year 2000, 2001 was a couple years that God was working in my heart. And he was waiting for me to say, "I give you everything." Even this career that I've spent a lot of money on, all these student loans I've taken out to be a teacher, this profession that I really enjoy, that I feel like you have gifted me in, and to trust him enough to surrender even my career to him. And so this song resonates with me so much, because I think we're so often people who are willing to surrender part to God, just surrendering part or little bits, or maybe we surrender something for a short period of time and then we take it back. So we give it to God, we take it back. It's this tug of war of wills. And let me tell you this, I certainly haven't mastered the ability to submit my will and everything to God, because there's a lot of times I try to control things. But let me tell you this, when we truly surrender and we say, "God, I give you everything. I give you my career. I give you my finances. I give you my children. I give you my family. I give you my future." Those are signs of surrender, or those are things that we're called to surrender that are really hard to surrender. So I want to pray about surrender with you today. And then we're going to listen to this song being played. And as you sing this song today, if you know this song, or as you listen to it, may this be an additional prayer for you. Let's pray. "I surrender all to you, Lord." And those are three words that have huge weight behind them. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to thee, I freely give. Lord, forgive me when I don't freely give everything to you. I hold on to it. Lord, I believe that for myself and for so many people who are listening to this pray today and listening to this prayer, we hesitate to surrender to you, and we do so out of fear of what it'll cost us, out of fear of what other people will think. Father, I want you to remove that fear, and I want to surrender everything to you. Lord, whatever people are going through today, we surrender our problems to you. We hand them to you. We freely give them to you. We freely give our problems and our cares to you, because you did something that wasn't free. You gave it all for us. Lord, remind us through your Holy Spirit to constantly, freely give everything to you. And we know that when we do that, you will bring us a level of peace in our lives that can only come when we surrender. Amen.
I surrender all. Go.